If you thought the parking lot was spectacular, wait until you see what I'm going to show you next. Because, Mama, this is where Kosilari and I work. Yes, Mama Bartachmus, this is Kosilari's desk. And this is his favorite coffee cup. I gave it to him last Christmas. This is Kosilari's pencil cup. And this is Kosilari's typewriter. And this... it's Kosilari! Don't you want to just pinch them little cheeks?
Where'd you get the camera?
Cousin, I rented it. I'm going to make a videotape story of my life for Mama. I'm the guest of honor at this year's Bartachmus Family Reunion and Jamboriki.
You're going to Meepos?
Well, of course I'm not. Don't be ridiculous. I'm sending this tape in my place. Everyone will ask, is it Balky or is it Memorex? Where do I come up with them?
Well, that's a very nice idea, Balky, but you have a minor technical problem.
Cousin, I'm way ahead of you. I've already taken off the lens cap, and I'm looking through the small end.
No, what I mean is your mama won't be able to watch this without a video cassette playback machine. See, the tape you're making goes into a machine.
You mean a VCR? Mama has one.
They have VCRs on Meepos?
Well, they have one. Mama rented it from Vito Vavumiki's Videoland and Sheep Shearing Emporium.
But does she have a TV set?
Well, I'll tell you, last fall, Pocknock the peddler came through town with his donkey all loaded down with pots and pans and dried herbs and a 50-inch rear projection TV set. Mama got it on Pocknock's famous revolving credit plan. If you don't pay, he straps you to a windmill.
Well, you've got the technology. What's your movie about?
I thought I'd just let the camera run for 24 hours and call it 24 Hours in the Life of Balky Bartachmus. And we're leaving Kosilari and them pinchable little cheeks. And what do we see? Balky's workplace. Mama, this is my table. And this is a letter that's going to the second floor. And this is a letter
Hello, Balky.
Hi, Miss Lydia.
What have you got there, Balky?
Well, you don't want to know.
Yes, I do.
Well, it's the thing that frightens you most in the whole world.
You have a copy of my driver's license photograph?
No, Miss Lydia, it's a video camera. I'm making a tape of my life to send home to Mama, and I'm having all my friends say hello.
Oh, Balky, don't worry. I've been working with a therapist. He taught me a way to overcome my fear of cameras. It's a new Russian technique. I would love to say hello to your Mama.
Okay. Mama, I would like you to meet Miss Lydia. She's the Chronicle's advice columnist. Whenever you're ready, babe.
Hello, Mrs. Bartachmus. You have a fine son. It's a pleasure knowing him.
Do you need anything else, Balky?
That'll do it.
See you later, boy. You were very good.
Thank you.
Okay, Mama. Time to watch me work.
Excuse me, Falky. The film you're making is going to give your mama whiplash and motion sickness.
Uh-oh. That's what happened when she rented Jaws 3D and forgot to wear the glasses. Excuse us, Mama.
You know, I could help you. I have some experience in filmmaking.
You do?
I was audio-visual monitor in grade school for 5 years.
Well, you live with someone, you think you know them.
I'm sure we could make a film that would make your mama the proudest woman at the reunion.
Well, of course, that was my goal.
I think we share a vision. And we could make that vision a reality. That is, if you want my help.
Oh, I do. What do we do first?
Well, first thing we're going to do is get a tape for this thing.
Wow. You are good.
Okay, here we go. A day in the life of Balky Bartokomus. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Good morning, Mama. Okay, I want to show you the kitchen. Mama, you wouldn't believe the things we have in here.
Cut! Stop. What are you doing?
I'm showing Mama the kitchen.
Balky, this is the breakfast scene. You're supposed to come in, grab your cereal, sit down, and have breakfast. Did you look at the script?
No. Where's the part where I show Mama the kitchen?
I cut that part. We were running long.
But I like the part where I show Mama the kitchen.
Balky, it doesn't move the story.
But I like the part where I show Mama the kitchen.
Okay, we'll shoot it and deal with it in editing. Okay. Take it from... This is our kitchen.
Give me a minute. This is our kitchen, and Mama, you just wouldn't believe the things we have in here. Right in this room, inside our apartment, we have fire, water, and you better sit down for this one, Mama. Winter in a box. If you had one of these, you wouldn't have to take your frozen foods to the top of Mount Meepos. Well, I guess I'll have my breakfast now.
Cut! Hold it! No. Cereal's no good. Let's go with the bran.
But Kus and I always eat sugar booms on Saturday.
Balky, do you want your mama to think you always have a cereal loaded with sugar and lacking in nutritional value?
Well, I don't
eat bran sometimes?
Well, I eat bran on Mondays, Wednesdays, and on any day when I feel a bit sluggish.
Well, let's pretend it's Monday or Wednesday or a day you feel a bit sluggish.
Pretending? Ain't that lying?
No. We are making a movie. We are filming the highlights of your day. Any day. Could be yesterday. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It will be tomorrow at the rate we're going. The important thing is to capture the essence of your life.
And that's not lying.
No, it's filmmaking. You take a seed of truth, fertilize it with your imagination, water it with exaggeration, and voila, docudrama.
You mean like Saturday Night with Condi Chung?
Exactly. All right, come on. Here we go. Over here. All right. And we're going to go with the bran. All right. Now just show your mama how you eat a nice, nutritious breakfast.
Cut! Listen, I didn't finish my breakfast.
We got enough of the breakfast scene. Okay, now, later on this evening, I've arranged a little get-together here at the apartment. Instead of going out to film all the people you know, they'll come here. And think of the artistic statement it will make. Our party here in America, sending our film to their party in Nepos.
I see it, and I love it. But, Corson, I better change my shoes so that Mama can see me in the new boots she just sent
me. Yes, yes, good. Change the shoes and let's lose the vest. It's kind of busy. And, you know, I see the character of Balky in a pale blue shirt.
Corson, Balky Bartokoumos wears vests. Now, on this point, I'm going to have to put my foot down on your face. I want this film to be truthful.
Hey, we're on the same side on this one. Go with the best. If there's one thing I want this film to be, it's truthful.
Thank you.
Yeah, hello, Don. Larry Appleton. Yes, I just wanted to confirm I've got 10 actors from your theater group for the film I'm shooting this evening. Yeah. Now, they will be playing the star's closest friends in a party scene. So I want them to dress accordingly. I want this film to be truthful. Okay, everybody, listen up. Quiet, people. I want to go over this one more time. Now, we're going to do the party sequence. Now, we're going to surprise Balky because he's not expecting anybody till much later.
I hear someone coming.
Okay, here we go. We've only got one shot at it. Let's really nail it. Ready? Action.
The surprise!
Oh, my gosh.
Cut!
A surprise party for me? I never even suspected. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Jennifer.
Marianne, the party's not for you, it's for Balky, remember?
Oh, right.
Come in, come in.
Larry, who are all these people?
They're actors from the Neighborhood Players. I hired them to be in the film.
Well, why wouldn't you just use Balky's friends?
Well, I'm going for a real festive look here, and Balky's friends just don't pop on film.
Well, thanks a lot.
No, not you. You're here. You pop. You pop too, Marianne.
Thanks, I try.
Larry, don't you think you should have asked Balky before you did all this?
Jennifer, Balky asked me to make this film for him, and I am going to make this the best film Meepos ever saw. Maybe Balky's life, but it's my film. He's coming. Okay, all right, over here. All right, come on, everybody. Now, when he comes through the door, I want to see surprise. I want to see warmth. I want to see a lot of emotion. Remember, you love this guy. Okay. Action.
Surprise!
Great. Hold the look. Hold the look. Cross over here. Cross over here. Big hug.
Who are you?
Okay, good. Cross over here. Cross over here. Come on. You are so surprised. You're happy. You're happy. Choke back a tear if you can.
Hi, Balky.
Cross back over here. Cross back over here.
Question, who are all these people?
They're all your friends. You love them so much.
Well, I recognize those two.
Okay, now, cross over here. Cross over here. Oh, and look who it is. It's Mr. Gorpley. Big reaction. Big reaction. Big. Okay. All right, Mr. Gorpley, is there anything you'd like to say to Balky's mama?
Balky is a real swell guy. What's for dessert?
Terrific. Okay, Balky, cross over here.
Wait a minute, they want to say thank you to
Mr. No, wait. No, you can do that when we do the warm scene later. Cross over here. Yeah. Oh, and look who it is. It's Miss Lydia from work.
Hi,
Bartokomus. I'm Lydia Markham. And I'm so happy and proud to be here at this party to honor my best friend, Bilky. All of us at the Chronicle love Bilky. He's such a joy to be around. And Bilky is such a hard worker.
Miss Lydia, have you done something different with your hair?
Do I have another line here? I mean, is he supposed to say that?
Cousin, could I have a word with you?
Okay, cut! Hold your places, people.
I'm pretty sure that isn't Miss Lydia.
Of course it's not Miss Lydia. Miss Lydia talks to her hand. Your mama doesn't want to see that. I got an actress to play Lydia.
But mama will think that is Miss Lydia.
So what? It happens in the movies all the time. They always get an actor to play a real-life person.
Oh, and I suppose Crocodile Dundee was some actor?
Balky, buddy, Miss Lydia wanted to be here. She even wrote the words the actress is saying. But remember, we are trying to capture the essence of your life.
Yeah, but
we'll talk about it later. Come on, we're losing the energy of the scene. Okay, Jennifer, Marianne, are you ready? Jennifer, why don't you start? Okay, Balky, ready? Action!
Mrs. Bartokomus, you must be very proud of your son. He's kind and generous and loving, and I'm glad...
Cut!
Cosa, why you did stop her? She was on the roll.
Jennifer, that doesn't sound like the script I gave you.
Well, Marianne and I thought it would be nicer if we say what we really feel.
I'm not paying you to say what you feel.
You're not paying us at all.
Okay. All right, ladies, let me explain a basic fact of filmmaking. I am the director, you are the actresses. My job is to tell you what to do, your job is to do it. Okay, now let's take it again.
I'm gonna get him.
No, Jennifer, Jennifer. Cousin Larry, I need to talk to you for a moment in the kitchen.
Ducky, sit down. Let's finish this up.
Cousin, now.
Okay, now. Make it quick. These people have to do Fiddler on the Roof in 20 minutes.
Cousin, you were rude to Jennifer and Marianne.
Balky, buddy, babe, a little spat over creative differences. We'll make up at the cast party.
Cousin, I agree with Jennifer. Why you don't let them say what they feel instead of what you make up for them?
Balky, everyone has to follow my script if we are going to capture the essence of your life.
Cousin, this film is becoming a pain in my essence. Now, first you bring in a lot of people who I don't even know. And then you hire an actress to play Miss Lydia, and don't think I didn't notice the difference in height. But Coulson, the straw that broke Glenn Campbell's back is that you wouldn't let Jennifer and Marianne speak from their hearts. This is not my life. This is something you are making up, and I don't want to do it anymore.
What?
Cousin, read my lips. It's over, finished, kaputiki.
So what are you saying?
You're off the picture.
Mama, I would like you to meet Jennifer. This is Cousin Larry's girlfriend.
Balky, this is Hello, a wonderful film. Your mama will love it.
We all love Balky very much.
Mama, I want you to meet someone really special to me. My little lamb shank, Marianne. Okay, go.
Mrs. Bartokomus, I just want to say how glad I am I met your son. He has a very special place in my heart. Thank you so much for letting him come to America. Bye.
Wow. Well, Mama, that about wraps it up. I hope everyone's having a great time at their reunion. Mama, I wish I could be there with you. You could tell me everything that's happened since the last time I was on Meepos. I wish we could go walking in your garden again. We could go and sit under the olive tree and watch the sunset and spit pits for distance. Well, maybe I'll see you at the next reunion. Okay? Bye-bye, Mama.
Oh, Belky, that was beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Larry, hi. Well, it's getting late. You two probably want to talk.
Right. We'll come back in the morning and help you clean up. You know, I don't know what Lydia's been doing to herself, but she sure looks fabulous.
I saw a little bit of your film. Looks good.
Thank you, Corson. You know, my only regret is that I don't have my closest and dearest friend in the whole world in it so that Mama could meet him.
Well, I wish I could have been in it.
Well, I still have the camera.
Mrs. Bartokomas, everyone,
Kostin, just say what you feel. They're your family, too. Go ahead.
I know you're all sad because Balky's not there, and I know you miss him. I know because I'd miss him, too, if he weren't here. He's my best friend. And don't worry about him because he's doing fine here in America. I look out for him. Well, we look out for each other. I hope you're having a great reunion. Bye-bye, Mama.
Bye-bye, Mama. Oh, cousin, that was very nice. Now, can you take it again and this time make it pop?
Tomorrow at 9, a dashing client may really be a clever killer. Jacqueline Smith is Christine Cromwell on the ABC Saturday Mystery. Monday, two top teams in the NFC West meet when the San Francisco 49ers take on the Los Angeles Rams on ABC's NFL Monday Night Football. Then identical twins catch MacGyver in a deadly triangle. Now stay tuned for Just the Tenants.